Over the last 5 years, the Office of Veteran Services at the University of South Florida has attempted to reach out to the 1,400 or so student veterans on campus just to let them know that they're there. For a Veterans Coming Home project, WUSF's Bobby O'Brien reports on one of the ways they're doing that that's now become an annual tradition.
I'm kind of a beans kind of guy.
I'm not a bean person, but I like mine spicy. It has to have a little bit of kick.
I'm a meatitarian, but chili, in my opinion, has to have beans. Always beans.
That last voice is Royce Thomas, last year's winner of the USF Chili Cook-Off, sponsored by the Office of Veterans Affairs.
The way that I like my chili profile to come across is a little sweet up front and a little hot in the back.
Thomas is the location manager for the Fresh Foods Company USF Dining Facility, but he does not have a culinary degree and used his home recipe to beat out 19 other competitors.
We used to have chili night in college, and everybody would come with a bunch of ingredients, and we'd make some chili and have a good time. Chili's a comfort food to me, so you can make chili 1,000 different ways, and that's what I love about it. There is no one great chili.
Were you surprised that you won last year?
Very surprised. There's a lot of great competition out there, and it's really about the cause and what it promotes. And Veterans Affairs is an awesome program on campus, and the fact that we can just go out, have fun, and if it is a competition, it's a competition. But at the end of the day, it's for the cause.
That cause is to raise the visibility of the USF Office of Veterans Affairs, where Evan Idle is associate director. He says their November chili cook-off has grown in popularity and may hit their maximum of 24 participants this year.
There actually could be people we got to tell no this year, and we don't want to tell people no.
In fact, Idle is excited about bringing in new participants, like the Temple Terrace Chamber of Commerce, which is going to enter a chili dish.
So we're kind of expanding out to the community as well, which is really nice. It used to be just USF, but now it's growing to the point where other people are hearing about it that want to be part of it.
In addition to competing for a trophy and prizes, the Chili Cook-Off provides free samples to hundreds of students who stop by.
It was a way for us to try to breach the veteran in regular student and have a fun event. Because a lot of our events, we have Veterans Day ceremony, we have the Veterans Expo, the football game, but the Chili Cook-Off is right on campus.
This will be the fifth year of the Chili Cook-Off, and Director Larry Brow has witnessed his Office of Veterans Affairs grow in visibility, along with the contest that went from 200 to more than 400 participants last year.
We have a vision now to really go beyond this, to really not just tie our veterans to the USF community, but to tie them to the Tampa Bay community.
The cook-off is just one of several events planned for Veterans Week at USF. Brow says the student veterans will be honored at a football game, including a tailgate bash. There's an expo of veteran services and a Veterans Day ceremony a week early on November 4th that will feature Medal of Honor recipient Army Ranger Master Sergeant Leroy Petrie.
To speak to our student veterans about life after the Army and life after the military and being into that transition. He's planning to go back to school. Basically, he is just like our student veterans, a typical student veteran with, although not a typical man, he will be on a campus just like all of our student veterans, going to school, earning his degree.
The following day, November 5th, is the Chili Cook-Off. Last year's winner, Royce Thomas, will not enter this year to give others a chance.
They've all been clamoring for my secret recipe, yes. I'll give one of my secrets away. The secret to every great chili involves cumin. I'm a huge cumin fan.
And he's a fan of veterans, too. Both his parents served in the Navy, and he has several student veterans on staff. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.
The WUSF Veterans Coming Home Project is made possible by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.